Chapter 16. A Trustworthy Tortoise. Chapter 16 begins with Theo inviting Peter and Thomas to travel with him around the island. The invitation confronts the boys with a practical and spiritual decision. They want to get home, and their concern for their families is understandable. However, they have no direction, no workable plan, and no safe way to leave the island. Theo does not tell them what they must do. Instead, he asks them to consider whether their arrival on the island may have a purpose that goes beyond escaping it as quickly as possible. This is an important movement in the allegory. Peter and Thomas initially view the island primarily as a problem that needs to be solved, a situation from which they need deliverance. Theo invites them to consider that the very place they want to leave may also be a place where God intends to provide, teach, and lead them. The chapter does not suggest that difficult circumstances are good in themselves, or that people should passively remain in danger when wise action is available. Rather, it challenges the boys' assumption that escaping the island is the only meaningful goal. Sometimes the circumstances we most want removed are the very means through which God is doing his work within us. When we find ourselves on a deserted island and do not know how to get home, the wisest course is sometimes not to act, but to wait. This does not mean becoming passive, careless, or unwilling to do what is responsibly within our power. It means recognizing when we have reached the limits of what we know to do, and refusing to move forward even though staying where we are feels uncomfortable. The narrative takes a slight turn as the boys step back and give thought to Theo's invitation to tour the island. Before agreeing to follow Theo, Peter wants to determine whether the tortoise can be trusted. Theo is unlike anyone the boys have ever encountered, and it is reasonable to want to discern whether he is safe to follow. Yet Peter's questions quickly reveal that he is trying to evaluate Theo through familiar categories that do not actually fit the situation. Peter asks whether Theo is a Christian tortoise, whether he has been saved, baptized, and if he attends church. These questions sound spiritually careful, but Theo's response reveals that Peter has assumed the religious categories he uses for human beings must apply in exactly the same way to a tortoise. Theo does not ridicule the boys for wanting to be discerning. Instead, he patiently helps them see that sincere questions are not always the right questions. The issue is not whether Peter should care about truth, salvation, or obedience. The issue is whether he is willing to consider that his present framework may be too small to explain the reality standing before him. Not only did Peter's beliefs shape his perception, but they also shape the questions he asks, the answers he expects, and even the possibilities he is willing to consider. The same is true of us. And until those beliefs are examined, we may continue asking sincere questions while overlooking the very truth God is trying to reveal. God invites us to examine the assumptions through which we evaluate people, circumstances, and even his own leading. Familiar questions, religious categories, and past experience may be helpful, but they cannot replace humility, careful attention to truth, and a willingness to acknowledge that our understanding may be incomplete. The discussion then opens into the biblical consequences of Adam's sin. Theo explains that the command in the garden was given to Adam, and that human beings bear moral responsibility for the fall. Animals were not guilty of Adam's disobedience and did not need redemption from personal sin in the same way human beings do, yet they have suffered under the consequences of Adam's fall. Death, violence, fear, thorns, and decay entered the created order, and creation now groans while awaiting the restoration God has promised, Romans 8:19-23. Theo's words enlarge the boys' understanding of both the seriousness of human sin and the scope of its consequences. Human rebellion did not affect humanity alone. The whole created order was subjected to corruption because of Adam's disobedience. Yet Theo speaks not with resentment, but with settled trust in his Creator. He knows that God will provide, that God remains in control, and that the present brokenness of creation is not its final condition. Peter and Thomas begin to recognize Theo's trustworthiness, not because he gives them the answers they expected, but because of the character he displays. He is patient with their confusion, humble rather than defensive, and truthful without being harsh. By the end of the chapter, the boys are willing to climb onto Theo's shell and follow where he leads. Their decision is not a call to blind trust or unquestioning acceptance of every voice that claims to offer guidance. It pictures something more careful and more personal. They listened, observed, asked questions, and watched Theo's character. Having done so, they begin to release their demand to control every detail of the path ahead. They do not yet know how they will get home, but they are beginning to believe that God may have a purpose for them on the island. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Peter evaluated Theo through categories that already made sense to him before he was willing to consider what God might be doing. How does what we believe become a filter that shapes and determines how we view a situation, or even how we might interpret the scriptures? Number 2. Theo patiently answered Peter's questions without ridiculing him, yet gently exposed that Peter's present framework was too small to explain their situation. Can you identify an area where God used an unexpected person, experience, or passage of scripture to expand your understanding? Number 3. Peter sincerely wanted to get off the island, but Theo invited him to consider that God might have a purpose greater than immediate escape. Can you recall a circumstance you desperately wanted God to remove, only to discover later that he was accomplishing something far more important while you remained there? Number 4. Peter's questions about salvation, baptism, and church all arose from conclusions that seemed obvious within his own understanding. Can you identify a belief that once seemed unquestionable, but that God later challenged? What helped you become willing to examine it honestly? Number 5. By the end of the chapter, Peter still had many unanswered questions, yet he chose to trust Theo enough to take the next step. Can you think of a time when God asked you to move forward without first answering every question? What made that step difficult, and what did you learn through the journey? Island Insights. The fall brought real corruption into the world. Through human sin, death, fear, violence, decay, and suffering entered the created order. Creation now groans under the consequences of what humanity brought into the world, yet it does so in hope. God has not abandoned what he made, nor has he lost control of the story. He remains the creator, sustainer, and redeemer, and he will bring about the restoration he has promised. Because our perspective is limited, we often interpret difficult circumstances as though they are interruptions, accidents, or evidence that God has lost sight of us. We may assume that the only meaningful answer is immediate escape, simply because we do not yet recognize what God is doing. But God knows the path ahead, understands the purpose of every season, and remains present even when our own understanding is incomplete. God does not ask us to abandon discernment or follow blindly. He invites us to bring our assumptions into the light, to acknowledge the limits of our perspective, to allow him to show us what is true, and to trust him even though we don't have all the answers. The place we most want to leave may be the exact place where he is providing what we really need.